Today's Intuition for Changemakers guest, Ali Gerbolini, is a current Solutionary Student Circle member of mine. Recently, she shared with our circle, when we were deep diving into ritual as an intuitive tool, ritual as a way to make or mark meaning, as a way to express or create ceremony where we acknowledge, transform, or heal. She shared with us a ritual she created and executed to mark a transition she is currently in, that of a mother with a child getting ready to fledge the nest. Whether you have a child who is about to launch or not, her creation is a gorgeous example of the skill we all have to make meaning, mark the passage or transition of things in our life, and as Ali says, to, in doing so, make them more natural, even the hard ones. I hope you enjoy listening to Ali's wisdom. I hope it inspires you to make your own magic, to make your own ritual for whatever is important to you at this stage in your life.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you remember that a world on fire is also a world ripe for solutions? Do you feel committed to gorgeousness in your life, this world, and for those who inhabit our planet? Did you know that already inside of you, you have the perfect tool to help you navigate these times, adding positively to your life and the world? Friend, here is the great news. Intuition works at lightning speed, and you were born with it. It's the internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive brilliance for more than a decade. Join me each week on the Intuition for Changemakers show for true stories and tools that will inspire you to harness your intuitive birthright to heal, shine, tend, and nourish yourself and this world. Welcome to the Intuition for Changemakers show, where, as always, we explore the tools, true stories, and practices that help each one of us activate, cultivate, understand, and use the wisdom of our own souls. There is no person who is spared this ability. What I mean by that is, whoever you are, your soul has wisdom and knowing and the ability to guide your life in meaningful ways. Intuitive tools, listening and honoring this inner knowing we all have, is the best way to experience what your soul is on Earth for, what you came to experience at Earth School. Today, we are going to talk about ritual. I have a special guest who is going to share her examples. But first, let's dive into what I mean by ritual. So a ritual can be something you do every day, something small and meaningful that connects you to yourself, centers you, and gives you presence in this moment. Or it can be something that symbolically makes something important or meaningful, something that facilitates or makes easier a moment in time. But for the sake of our conversation, the one we are having today on this podcast and the one I have with my solutionaries, Rituals make meaning. They feel sacred, soulful, or holy in some way. I'm not talking about the ritual we all have, for example, of filling the gas tank of our car when it is out of gas. I'm talking about the special, meaningful kind. It's a tool that is available to us all, even if you've never done one before. And my guest today is going to show you through her own examples. Here is my definition of ritual. Ritual is a happening, an experience, or a ceremony where we acknowledge, transform, or heal. There is an inherent divinity in ritual, a presence or a feeling which is outside of the mundane. It can be felt as timelessness or a wildness or a palpable otherworldliness or space outside of time. Mara Branscombe, author of the book Ritual as Remedy, says, "A ritual is anything that is done with intention. It can be formulaic or intuitive, elaborate or simple, personal or shared. Whether it's ritualizing your morning coffee or gathering in community to honor the solstice, a unique frequency comes alive, instilling whispers of the sacred within us. Throughout history, ritual has been at the heart of humanity. The desire to engage in ritual is primal and instinctual. When we answer the call to connect with something beyond the mundane, we generate access to infinite space," says Mara. Ritual is just one of the practices that we study in my Solutionaries program, where we take a whole year to really learn and practice all kinds of intuitive tools. Because I find in life there isn't just one size fits all situations. There are intuitive tools for decision making. And in the show notes, I'll put a link to for you to download one of the simplest ones I know. It is useful anywhere, anytime, at any age. My kids use it all the time. And there are moments where we are moving into a different phase of life and we want to mark it, honor it, help ourselves move through it, be able to embrace it and everything that it means in the best possible way. That is the kind of ritual my guest today, Alessandra Gerbolini, who we call Allie, is sharing. Allie is one of my current and past Solutionaries, meaning she is a program alumni who continues to be a member of our Solutionary Circle. I have many students who don't just do the program once, but who continue to meet with us on new and full moons, who continue to honor and deepen the wisdom of their own soul's tools through our circle. Today, Allie is going to share with us her ritual solutions to having a daughter, a firstborn, who is getting ready to fledge the nest. No small thing for a mother, for a family unit, even. Welcome, Allie. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Amy.
So let me just start out, Allie, by asking you what I like to ask a lot of my guests when they first arrive is something that they love about themselves. But before I ask you to share that, I am going to share something I love about you. So Allie is one of my students, and she has been for quite some time, and she is just a delight on so many levels. But one of the things that I really appreciate is the articulate way that you move in the world and your depth as you go. You tend to really think deeply and articulately about things, and it's just so beautiful to witness and see and watch unfold as we study these different practices together. So thank you for bringing that to our circle.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
What is something that you love about yourself?
Well, something I love about myself that I've learned to love, I think, in time, is my patience. I'm a very patient person. And I think that gives me space to be kind to other people, to not be too eager to have results like immediately. That's something I really love about myself. And I feel as I grow older, like this ability is improved, no? Like I'm able to tell when is the best time to talk to someone, and I can wait for that to happen, no?
Beautiful.
I think that is it.
Beautiful. What a lovely, lovely skill to have. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. The reason I ask this question is because I feel it's really great to love things about yourself. So I want to exemplify that in the way we speak of things as we're together. So thank you for sharing that, Allie. So I invited Allie on the show today because one of the things that we were discussing in our full moon office hours today was the practice of ritual. And it's just one of the many intuitive tools that we study in my year-long Solutionaries program. And today, Allie shared a ritual that she had created to honor the spot that she is in her life. So I didn't say this before, but Allie is coming to us all the way from Lima, Peru. So that means, in the context of this conversation, that she is on a slightly different schedule than the rest of us, because although her daughter is going to finish school, graduate from the equivalent of high school this year, this doesn't happen for her until December. But this is a really appropriate conversation for us right now, where at the timeline that we are in the US, at least, or in the Northern Hemisphere, where a lot of kids are finishing school right now. So I invited her on because I wanted the ritual that she shared with our Solutionary Circle today was just so beautiful. And it was such a lovely example of something that a person could create when they're going through a transition. And in this case, we are talking about the transition that Allie is experiencing, where her firstborn within the year is about to finish high school, probably go off, maybe even study in another country. So she is, Allie herself is moving into a different period in her life with her oldest. And of course, at the same time, her daughter is moving into a different period. And so I think maybe without talking too much about it with my words, I'd rather ask you, Allie, to tell us about the position that you're in and sort of what prompted you to create this ritual that I will then have you tell the rest of us.
Well, my daughter is turning 18 in August. She's in her last year, like of high school. She's doing they call it baccalaureate, no? Before going off to university, and she'll probably go to university in Europe because her school is a French school, and because of what she wants to study, it all makes sense that she would go there. Mm-hmm. So just like you mentioned, I'm very reflective. Mm. I think a lot internally about things that are going to happen or are happening in my life. And last month, this has become very strong, like being aware that she will 99% be going, no, to a far place, like it's 7-hour difference from here, no? And we have a very good relationship. We have a beautiful family. We're very close together. We love doing stuff together. So I know it's going to be hard because it's impossible it won't be. But I've started recognizing, you know, like encountering for moments like fear, and or I talk to other parents and they're like, are you sure she should go? She's so young. So I'm in deep inside, I know she will be fine and that this is the right path for her. And but there's a lot of like noise around it. So I wanted to consciously like prepare myself inside of my own being, because I want her to feel like I'm her like biggest cheerleader, you know, like I'm really happy she's leaving and that I'm totally confident that she will be fine and that she will have such a good time, you know. And but I don't want that to be like from a fake it till you make it place, but from a true place, you know. Not like I'm trying to smile, no, not really feeling happy about it, you know. So as in many other transitions I've had through my life, I know this takes some time and some tending to, and I thought the ritual course was perfect to do something symbolic around it and mark a sort of like a start in my own being to letting go in a good way, you know, like letting go. So I allow her to have her own space and her own path and her to feel good about it, you know, not guilty, not scared. Yeah. So that's why I chose that for my ritual homework.
So beautiful. So as Ali just suggested with this last comment, we study all kinds of different topics over the year, and then we practice them. So part of the circle's homework for the last couple of weeks during this in the particular moon cycle that we're at, was to on the new moon, everybody had space during our deep dive to create a ritual for themselves over something. And it's everyone's is different. Everyone is creating a ritual for different things in their lives, depending on where they are. Like, for example, in our circle, we have everything from Allie, who is having this experience of having one of her firstborn leave the nest, to we have a widow, we have women with full grown children, we have women with little babies, we have every kind of circumstance that there is. So the beautiful thing about intuition is that yours works for you wherever you are right now in your life. So part of their homework for this last couple of weeks was to execute a ritual for themselves, for whatever they were feeling that they needed a ritual about. And this was Allie's. I wondered if you would just share with us, what is the ritual that you created for this moment for you?
Yeah, sure. I sort of thought about my daughter and like what symbols come up for me when I think about her, because we're like very different, you know? So I thought a lot about her, you know? Like I said, I would like to put some of the music she likes. She's always done like beautiful origami animals and flowers, so I have a lot of those. I took like 3 or 4 of them because I wanted to make this ritual also in my workshop. I do some ceramics, so in a space where I would be like alone, in a space that is for myself, you know, like not necessarily in my house when I can be interrupted. So I took these origami pieces, her music. She loves like citronella oil, so I took that, and I like a little shell she had given me at some point, and I just like made a small altar just for this.
Okay.
With a candle and a sound bowl and a space to burn a piece of paper. And what I decided was that I was going to burn one of her like childhood artworks, you know, like a small drawing. Actually, I have like a huge drawer full of drawings and artwork. And it was funny because the first piece of paper I took out of that drawer was a drawing of a butterfly. And I had been like getting a little bit this symbol of a moth or a butterfly when thinking of my daughter. And I was not thinking about it because of the transition the caterpillar goes to be a, but it just happened. And then I said like, well, that makes a lot of sense. And the first paper I took was of a butterfly. So it was like perfect. So like, this one is the one I have to burn. And I even told my husband, and he's like, I could never burn one of their drawings. I was like, no, it's not like in a way, like saying, oh, this is gone, you know? Of course I cherish their childhood and her being small was a beautiful stage in my life, but I thought it was for me very important to physically, you know, like let it go, you know, and accept that she is in another stage. So I made my sound bowl. I made it the sound like to mark the beginning. I put on the music. I did like a couple of prayers, wishing her to have like, you know, like find the best path for her and for me to be the mother she needs to have in this new stage, you know, not a fearful mother or, but a very trusting mother, no? And then I just burned the paper and, sat with the candle for a while, thinking about her and just like sending her a lot of blessings. And then I just made my sound bowl, you know, sound, make it sound again. And that was it. It was actually sort of short, but it was very meaningful for me. I felt it was like the beginning of a new stage, you know?
Beautiful. Just hearing you mention being the mother that she needs you to be brought tears to my eyes. So touching and moving. One of the things that I loved about when you shared with us this morning was this idea of one sort of reconciling or aligning yourself with the stage that she is now and the like the symbolic nature of burning this drawing of hers of being a letting go of the time that has passed, the childhood that is moving, you know, she's moving into an adult now. And that was so beautiful. And the other piece that I loved so much that you articulated this morning was this idea that you knew that you, like you just said, you didn't want to fake it until you make it vibe. And so you knew that you needed to do this first on your own. Like, for example, in what Ali is just sharing, her daughter was not present, physically present with this. This was an internal ceremony or a ritual that you created yourself to start to move into this vibe of one. And these are, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm paraphrasing what I heard you say earlier today, of one, letting go of a time period that is now past. And then also, and whatever comes up with that, like there's grief, there's joy. I'm just assuming, knowing because I am a mother myself, when they move into another stage, there's a tinge of something. And then there's also a rightfulness when they're moving into a different stage, which is sometimes surprising. I'm just reminded of something my sister said. I can't remember what I was sharing about my daughter, but it was something about her moving forward in this way. She just turned 12. And my sister was like, oh my gosh, that's so sad, because she's moving into this different place. And because I'm the mother of a 12-year-old and not a mother of a 7-year-old where my sister is currently, I was able to just so easily be like, But it actually feels really rightful. That actually feels more like what it is than sad. But of course, there's always, you know, some grief in time passing and the fact that we don't get it back and things happen. Mm-hmm. So I loved that you articulated that, this moving to a different stage and honoring whatever comes up regarding that, but also the internal transition that you are wanting to make to be the most amazing cheerleader, to be like, you've got this, and to be standing on the sidelines cheering her on without the fear that is just, you know, like so ever present right now in this world. It feels like it could be the snow covering on everything if you look around energetically. So just so beautiful. So beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel very strongly that it's so easy to go into the fear. Mm. You know, it's you want to protect them, and then nothing happens. And I live in a country that in a city that can be in some areas pretty dangerous. Mm-hmm. No, so you have to learn to let go, because if not, like, they would just like stay at home forever, which is not ideal. No, but and also, of course, there's grief. There are moments I just like start crying, because like, oh, I just imagine. What always happens, you imagine how it's going to be, and then when it comes, it's different, no? Mm-hmm. But I do think if I am ready internally, everything will be easier for her, for myself, you know, and we'll have to support her from afar. So yeah, it's an exciting moment as well.
Totally. Beautiful. Okay, so before we conclude, I would also love, because this is the ritual that you executed already, the one that the process you're in and the where you started with yourself. And I know the other one that I know you also came up with another idea for a ritual. Mm-hmm. And I'm aware that this is still percolating, so possibly incomplete, because you have time. She doesn't finish until December. But I would love, so this was the self journal, or this was the self ritual. And I would love to have you share with us the other piece that you're thinking about for your daughter and others as a way to another ritual to honor this transition in a different way within community, if you're willing.
Yeah, of course. I've actually, this is connected to another podcast I heard about the importance about connection of the adults in the kids' life with them, as not only as a children but also as adolescents. When it's sort of like a lot of parents feel they disconnect with their kids when they're adolescents. It's Ask Lisa. It's called When Teens Pull Away, connected when teens pull away. I loved it. It's super interesting, because it's an interview to two investigators, psychologists, I think, that have studied adolescence and the relationship of children and their parents throughout life. You know, and the importance it like the thing that we have now, that in adolescence, everyone assumes that friends become more important and parents sort of have to like fall away. That's not the best thing for them or for us, no? Mm-hmm. It was super, I heard it and it was like, wow, it makes so much sense.
Okay, I'll put a link to that episode in the show notes for anyone whose interest has been piqued by hearing about it from Allie.
And so I was thinking, like, it would be nice to make a ritual, but not only with, you know, mother, father, and brother, but also invite other adults of her life that are important to her, that love her, and do like a very beautiful ritual in my house before she leaves, because she'll have like 6 months between her end of school and the beginning of university. So there's time to plan for it. And it will be winter here, so maybe like turn on the fireplace. And but what I was thinking that I would love each one of them to bring either a thing, that a small thing that they want her to take as, you know, like as a token or as a symbol or something that she can see when she's feeling lonely or sad or whatever, or an advice or a story of when they lived alone for the first time, or both, you know. Mm-hmm. And just like have this, like sit, maybe make her sit in the center of a circle, and everyone can like give her whatever they want for what, for when she's leaving, no? And and I thought I'll just run it through her, and she loved the idea, you know. So yeah, that was super nice, and I think we can do something beautiful. Actually, you inspired me with the story of your sister, and I think when she was I don't know if she was when she was getting married or going to have her child. Oh, yeah. And that the whole family did this ritual, and I was like, that's not something we do in my family, but I would love to do that, and I'm sure everyone would love to participate in it. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, that will be like the end ritual.
beautiful, I love it. Yeah. It reminds me of some, I know a family that does something similar, but I don't know the ins and outs. My daughter has been to there when their son graduated. My daughter was there. So I don't know all the details, but anyway, a circle where adults and beloveds offered something of gesture, love, of words to the graduate, and just the power of doing that in community. But I think actually what strikes me even more, I mean, we all need community. And one of the things that came about in our conversation, which I'm talking about a lot today, are our office hours this morning, was how rich and nourishing community is. Because as I said, all the women in our circle are there, and everyone is in a totally different, there's some similarities and there's some big differences in terms of where everybody is in their own spot in life, in their journey, with the specific things that are happening. But what is amazing always is when you are in community, the richness that hearing from someone else, like hearing Allie's story, I'm not at this moment in time, but hearing from her, hearing from another woman who's in a different, who is a widow, who's having a different situation, there is so much nourishment and richness when we are witnessing one another in community wherever we're at. And also, especially in these deeply meaningful ways, because I really feel something that seems like people are starving for right now is meaning. We have so much, there's just, I mean, for lack of the first word that comes to me is garbage. There's just like so much garbage around us all the time, just like internet posts and all these, there's just so much noise a lot in all the ways with just the current circumstances of how the technologies that we have and the things we have. And I find that people seem starving for depth and meaning. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have Allie on the show today for all of you listeners is because what you have shared with us, Allie, is a perfect example of what each and every one of us is capable of. We can all, with a little bit of introspection, with a little bit of time for ourselves to think, what feels meaningful to me right now, or what feels like it's drawing my heartstrings, or what feels like something I want to move forward in a different way, or a transition that I'm in, we can, with just a little bit of reflection, really be able to identify that and then create something which is meaningful and significant energetically or otherwise, that helps us move in whatever way it is that we are wanting to move. I've done all kinds of rituals with my family before. My daughter and I just did one on the last new moon where we soaked a lot of water and petals with cedar branches and overnight in the new moon. And then we went around and said prayers and dropped flowers for protection and joy on the perimeter of our property. And it was just delightful and fun. And my husband came home and was like, oh, I saw, when I told him, oh, my daughter and I did this today, he was like, oh, I saw all of those petals. I was wondering what they were. But it makes meaning. And you don't need to be a professional psychic. You don't need to be teaching others how to do this. You can be whoever you are right now in the world with a little bit of introspection. You can come up with what is meaningful to me. What do I want to mark? Ritual is a way of engaging this conversation that we're all in with the divine, with universe, which I talked about in last episode of where we talked about prayer. So thank you so much, Ali, for being here and for being willing to share this moment.
Thank you. And also, I was listening to you and I'm thinking how I think like modern life just like tramples these transitions. You just have to like endure and, you know, and like make like just show everyone that you're okay and that, you know, you just like pass it through over your shoulder. And that's, and these transitions are like super important. I realized that when my dad died and I did a lot of introspection and meditating, and it was such a beautiful time, you know, to mark that transition with some being with myself and what I needed and silence, and because then the transition feels natural and that you have like honored that moment, because then it passes and, you know, it's done. No,
So true. So true. Like in this country, it's often, I'm thinking of my own childhood and others I know, it's like the graduation thing is like, I don't know, the stuff you have to get ready for the party and the invitations, and there's so much busy work involved that doesn't actually even give space for this introspection that you are so good at, Ali, and that everybody is capable of really marking a transition. And as you say, it really does help you move to the next place, wherever that is, whether that is, as you're mentioning, your dad letting go of his presence earth side, or launching a beautiful child into the world with joy and excitement. And we are each really capable of giving ourselves that. And the other thing that I want to say about this time is that it's not ever too late either. So for example, if you are listening to this podcast and you find, oh my gosh, I launched all of my children and I never did that or something like that. There is no, it's sort of like, what did somebody say to me once? There's a saying of like, it's never too late to say thank you. Same goes for this. If you find yourself in a situation where maybe this moment has passed, maybe using the examples that Ali has given us, maybe your children have launched, or maybe you've already lost a beloved and you haven't done ceremony or ritual around that, it is not ever too late to do this. And the only thing that is required is you just doing that internal about face and seeing, asking yourself, what do I need? What would feel rightful and good and honoring and nurturing for me in this moment? How do I want to honor that? So whether your children are many years launched or you know, whatever the situation is in your life, I just wanted to say, it is not ever too late. You can do anything right now. You can create a ritual around it. And in an upcoming episode, I'm not exactly sure when, but I am going to dig into creating ritual or more like honoring beloveds who have passed. So that will be something that I will dig into down the road because it's come up a few times in my circles. But you've got this. That is what I want to say, as Allie perfectly exemplified. So thank you so much for being here all the way from Lima. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure. My pleasure. All right.
Okay.
Bye, dear. Friend, thank you for listening. You may want to bookmark this episode and or share it with anyone you know who either has a young one moving toward fledging or who wants to make meaning out of one of life's transitions, whatever one they are in. And remember, you matter. You are not alone. We are here together. As you are enough. All my love. This is Aimé Cartier. Thank you for listening. If you are wanting more ways to practice to not only make meaning, but also to bring forth your own innate wisdom, I hope you are considering becoming a solutionary yourself. We don't start till fall, so you've got time to plan, to save, to get excited. But here's the exciting part. You don't have to wait to know your intuition. You can get started right now with my self-study course called How Do I Know If It Is My Intuition? In it, I give you the number one tell your intuition has, and we'll talk about what fear has to do with it. It's a good talk, I promise. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.